Hi, yes, I'm back again. And today I have a message that I want to talk about. This is for adults as well as parents. This is a message I also encourage you, please, to share with your children. The message is stop going to school to get a job. And why do I say that? If there's one thing that it's important for us to learn from this, what they call war between Israel and the Palestinians, which isn't really a war, because if you don't have weapons to defend and protect yourself, I don't know how much you can go to war against someone. But that's neither here nor there. But one of the important things that I think we need to learn from this, especially my brothers and sisters of color, okay, Black people, I'm talking to us. Listen, remember the young lady who spearheaded a protest against what was happening between Israel and the Palestinians in Gaza. And she was protesting and saying, "Free Palestine." Do you remember what immediately happened? And it didn't just happen to her, it happened to anyone that got involved in that infraction. Those people with the money that had the power to hire or fire, they started looking at who she was, where she went to school, and they immediately blacklisted her to say, do not give her a job. Let's cut her off financially. And that's what they do. That's what they can do. So what they basically did is that they said, anyone who participates in a protest of this type, we're going to find out who you are, and we're going to make sure we can do everything we can to stop you from being hired any place we have the power to do it. And there's a lot of places they have the power to do it. That's why it's so important that when we are in school, going to school for something, and especially with this next generation, when we're sending them to school, please encourage them in advance to plan, prepare, and execute a plan to get a career where they can work for themselves. Parents, if you pay attention early to the things that your child does naturally, you know, we all have gifts, talents, and abilities. But if you pay close attention to some of the things that you notice, even when your child is a baby, as they go from infant to toddler to preschool and on up, if you pay close attention, you will notice certain abilities that they have that come natural to them. Pay close attention to that, because just like God told Moses, when Moses did not want to go back to Egypt with God's message to let my people go, Moses was afraid, but God said to him, "What's that in your hand?" And that was important, because God used what was in his hands to do something amazing, to create miracles. We need to use what's in our hands, and we need to learn early on the gifts, the talents, the abilities that are so natural in our children, so that we can groom them and train them up to use those gifts, talents, and abilities. So when they are going to school, whether it's to college or a trade school, we need to be able to help direct them based on those talents, abilities, and gifts that God has placed in them, and to use them to start their own business. That is critically important. Think about this. What would happen if even 50% of the Black people in America or around the world paid close attention to the gifts God has given them pursues those gifts in starting a business and operation of their own, how would that impact the Black community? Would it positively impact us or negatively impact us? Now, one of the things that's so important, though, that we have to also raise up in our children to do is that we have to prepare them early on for excellence. To say to them, average is unacceptable, but excellence is the expectation. That's right. Average is not enough. Excellence is the expectation. And we have to model it for them at the same time. So what we're doing is we are teaching them early on, whatever you do, do your best and accept nothing less. And that way, even when they start their own business, they have it in them, it's ingrained in them to strive for excellence and to make certain they give their customers their best. And there's a little acronym that I learned from a book that I read, and I'm sorry I don't have the name of the book in front of me, but I believe it's Millionaire Fast Lane or something like that. But in this book, what he gives are the commands for success. And it's an acronym. NEXT is the way you can perhaps remember it. And the letters are NECTS. And listen, this is what they stand for. The N stands for need. Make certain you pursue a career and open a business based on need. The greater the need, the greater your opportunity for success. This E stands for entry. Make certain it's something, if anybody and everybody can get into it, it's going to be crowded. Make certain it's something that not anybody can get into and not everybody is in it, because that increases the demand for your business. So we have the N and the E. The C stands for control. Make certain you are in control of that business and that you're not dependent on, here we go, money from somebody else other than your customers in order for you to survive. Because otherwise, when those powers that be that have all the money get angry with you, they will take it from you. But if you've opened a business that is greatly in need, everybody can't do it and everyone isn't in it. And here's the C. Once again, control. Then that's important. Then there's the letter T, time. You need to have time to invest in this business. And here's what's important with that T also that I thought is so interesting. The great thing is that you need to be able to have that business working for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so that even if you're sleeping, you're making money. And that you don't have to actually be working yourself to death, but you've created a business based on need that you don't have to kill yourself for it to grow and be successful. So that's NECT. And the last letter he used was S, and that stands for scale. That means don't limit yourself in terms of your outreach, who needs your whatever your business is. Don't limit yourself. Therefore, it's not just limited to your neighborhood or limited to your city or even your country. The best thing is the scale is vast enough that it is needed over a wide spectrum. So here we go. It's called NEXT. It's an acronym. NECTS. And here we go once again. N means need. E means entry. C means control. T stands for time, and S stands for scale. So I want you to think about this also. A job is like what Job experienced when the enemy attacked, but a career is what Job experienced when God blessed him over and over. What did he do? Double or triple the blessing. So, do you want a curse or do you want a blessing? If you want a blessing, you got to set out on the path God created for you. And depending most importantly on God, and not depending on someone else for your livelihood. That's so important. I want to end this by saying, for us as a people, no matter what things look like today in the country or in the world, now is the time for us to move forward. Now is the time for us to move forward. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day.